Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
A UNC last Saturday would be the biggest upset in college football history. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Yes, the Tar Heels are 35-point favorites against Florida A&M for the Week 0 opener for both teams. The question, with the offensive unknowns and the presence of a great opposing linebacker, is can Carolina cover? A straight-up loss is out of the question. But there are unknowns now about college football that did not exist even 5 years ago. For one, the transfer portal has created almost free agency in the game, and FAMU has 25 transfers who came directly from Division I programs to play for Willie Simmons, a soft-spoken version of Jackson State's Deion Sanders' primetime bluster. The greatest upset in college football history, according to Sports Illustrated, came on September 1, 2007, when App State went into the Big House and stunned Michigan 34-32 in a made-for-TV game that debuted the Big Ten Network. Of course, the Mounties will try to spring an in-state shocker next week when they host the Heels. Besides those unknown, to Mack Brown at least, transfers, the Rattlers have one of the best players on the field in 6'4 linebacker Isaiah Land, who covers everywhere and will be king on a virtually untested Tar Heel backfield, starting with freshman quarterback Drake May, who has thrown only 9 college passes. Land led the football college series in sacks last season with 19 and will try to rattle the home team's offense to keep things close in the first half, while May and running backs D.G. Jones, Omarion Hampton, and George Pettaway are shaking first-game jitters. And no one really expects the Heels to lose their opener again. After all, this is at home, and the opponent is hardly Virginia Tech. And when you look at the other historical upsets SI lists, especially in the modern era, there is no team comparable to FCS FAMU, which is a contender in the Southwest Athletic Conference. Not even Navy's upset of Notre Dame in 2007, which snapped the midshipmen's 43-game losing streak, or Virginia Tech's 1998 loss to Temple, which had gone 0-for in its last 26 Big East games. But it's the game within a game that keeps betting fans focused. Can Carolina actually win by 36 or more? Or can both teams score 58 points in the over-under bet? Let's kick off the season and find out. This is Archansky. See you.